Hello and welcome to the Developmental Services Ontario's podcast entitled Understanding the Benefits of Your Passport eClaim Account. I'm your host, Val Barabi, Communication Specialist for DSO. In the studio with me today is Dominic Pizzante, who is the Passport One Trainer for Family Service Toronto. Welcome, Dominic.
Thanks very much, Val.
Let's dive right into this. What is Passport eClaim?
The Passport eClaim is a fillable PDF document that the person managing funds can use to complete and submit their passport claims without needing to mail, email, or fax in their claims. The person responsible for managing funding can log into a website, download their personalized purchase of service invoice form, fill it out directly on their computer or device, and attach all of their receipts. You know, so many times we hear from families who have misplaced their personalized forms, ran out of ink, or can't access the mail now due to COVID. This eClaim system means that a person responsible for managing funding can have access to their forms at any time without needing to contact their local passport agency. Submitting an eClaim will also help with more timely reimbursements across the province.
Can a person use the Passport eClaim account to apply for the passport program?
No, this eClaim system cannot be used to apply for passport funding. Prior to using the system, a person needs to have been approved for passport funding and have an active person managing their funding.
Before we go into the registration process, could you please let us know which operating systems and browsers does the Passport eClaim support?
Sure, the eClaim system can be used on a number of different platforms and browsers, including Chrome, Firefox, Edge, and Safari. The eClaim system cannot be used on Internet Explorer. Microsoft announced that Internet Explorer will not be available too much longer and cannot support the eClaim system.
What kind of information does the client need to register an account?
So to register for the eClaim system, the person responsible for managing funds will need the client name and the client code, which can be found on the purchase of service invoice forms they currently have, their funding documents, or if they're not sure, they can contact their local passport agency to ask for their client code.
Is the actual personalized eClaim form in PDF format?
Yes. Once registered, the person responsible for managing funding can download their personalized purchase of service invoice form in a PDF format and use it whenever they need to. They don't need to contact their local passport agency for forms anymore, as everything they need to submit claims is available through the eClaim system.
So once the client downloads and completes the form, will they be able to submit it electronically?
Yes, that's one of the most exciting things about the eClaim system. The person responsible for managing funding can complete their personalized forms, attach their receipts, and submit it directly to Passport One, all from this eClaim system.
Will you still need the clients to mail their receipts and invoices?
No, attaching the required receipts and invoices is all done through the eClaim system.
Does the Passport eClaim affect in any way the existing passport policy?
So the Passport eClaim system does not impact existing passport policy. The passport funding guidelines remain the same, as well as eligible and ineligible expenses.
Will the Passport eClaim allow the clients to monitor the status of their submissions?
Yes. Once the person responsible for managing funding starts completing a claim, and when they submit the claim, they will be able to monitor the status of their submission directly on the eClaim system. The eClaim system will automatically notify the person responsible for managing funds that an eClaim is in process, has been reimbursed, or requires action. All of this can be viewed directly on the eClaim system.
Since the clients will now have access to their Passport eClaim account, will they be able to update their contact information through that account?
No, a client will still need to contact their local passport agency to update any information, such as their contact numbers, addresses, or banking information.
Thank you, Dominic, for your insight. I hope that this podcast session has helped our audience to understand the Passport eClaim and its many benefits. We'd love to hear from you. Please send us your comments and suggestions for future podcast topics to info@dsontario.ca or via our social media accounts at dsontario.ca. Thank you, and until next time.